I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Monday, July 18, 2022, and I have 9 a.m. No public comment. Commission remarks.
I'd like to announce that over the weekend, the 16th of July, they have the government has launched a 988 number by the National Suicide Prevention. It will allow individuals experiencing a mental health crisis to call or text 988 to connect with a trained mental health professional. Thank you.
Moving on down the agenda, accounts payable.
Move to approve check numbers 468176 and 468211 through 468. Sorry, I just received a note that one of the checks. Restate my motion. Move to approve checks numbers 468211 through 468289, warrants 7946 through 7948, one journal entry or transfer. Excuse me, two journal entries or transfers.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Move to approve check number 468176.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
One abstain.
Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Public hearing for proposed rezoning request. 857 Bee Creek Road, Branson, Missouri. Order number 07-18-2022-01.
So, yes, I'd like to welcome everyone to the July 18th, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with Planning Commission staff. At this time, I would like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence of Exhibit A, staff report for each case of Exhibit B, and the staff file including all pertinent information for each case as Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report will be read for each case, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be considered closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So we have order number 07-18-2022-01. On July the 11th, 2022, the Planning Commission made recommendation for the County Commission to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, number 08-5.0-21-003-002-006.000, located at 857 Bee Creek Road, Branson. The existing property is zoned R1, single family residential. The rezoning request is for O Office District. As per the Taney County's assessor's information, the property is approximately 88 feet by 220 in size, with a single family home built in 1968 and a barn located on the property. The office would be served by Branson Sewer for wastewater and a shared well for water. And looking at the screen, so this is just north of the Cozy Cove area on the left. I've got it highlighted here. Zooming in on the parcel. Here's our zoning layer. Here's just a pictometry view of the home. And here's some photos. This actually was approved and used as a hairdresser. And in the approval, they had to put up a fence, which is shown here in the background, the fence on both sides. And then there's the fence to the south. And then I would turn it over to the representative.
Courtroom, I represent Tucker Burnick, who is the owner of this property and on vacation with his family this week. A couple of highlights for you. The planning and zoning recommendation was unanimous. We had zero public comment in opposition of doing this. Long Beach Creek, there's already a spattering of commercial zone in that area. Minimal traffic impact. This is going to be used as a financial accounting office. The owner is a CPA and therefore meet with a couple of clients per day in the office. But minimal traffic impact. In fact, we talked to all of the residents around there prior to planning and zoning. They all support it. I think it was already approved as a hair salon Division 3 permit in 2011. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have.
No questions.
I don't.
I have a question. It's probably more for Scott. With opening up for office and changing the zoning, I know in our code we have, you know, attorney, architect, consultant. Does it open up for any other things in the future that they may have a problem, that the surrounding neighbors may have a problem with?
So, the O District, your question of whether they'd have a problem with it or not, I don't know. But permitted
right.
uses are attorneys, architect, public accountant, consultant, registered engineer, land planner, a priest, registered land survey, cultural facilities such as art galleries, museum, libraries, any other use that's determined by the county commission to be of the same general character.
All of those
then
have limited traffic.
Right, correct. But then in that office, you have to get conditional use approval for, say, a dental laboratory or a medical, which would have more traffic. Barber or beauty shop would have to have
then you'd have
behind
to
it.
Conditional
you'd
track.
Have to come back,
okay.
Correct. So reading those, I don't think anybody would, but I can't.
Right, no, yeah. You can't.
They're not high-impact uses, basically.
And they're not, you know, 24-hour anything.
Correct.
They're all
right.
That, I don't have any. Thank you. Is there anyone here in the room in opposition to this petition? Come forward now. I see none.
Any more questions?
I don't have any.
I don't.
I move to approve order number 0718-2022-01. To rezone to O Office District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session, July 11, 2022, and executive session minutes for July 11, 2022.
On the executive,
any questions?
On the executive, it has me voting both to go in and to come out. I can't vote because I wasn't present. I was just on the phone for the executive. So we need to change that to just saying either abstain or via teleconference or something.
Oh, okay. Noted.
And then
anything else on the executive?
I didn't see anything else, no.
I move to approve the executive session minutes for July 11, 2022.
Is that with corrections?
With corrections, thank you.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I didn't see anything with regular mic, did you?
I didn't.
I move to approve the regular session minutes for July 11th, 2022.
Second.
So we have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Equipment Service Agreement number 22-078, Sheriff. I received a letter dated July 15, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the agreement as to form. This is an agreement between Missouri Document Solutions and Taney County.
Where it mentions that it will not cover anything due to electrical fire, water abuse, anything like that. It will be on its own protector,
yes.
Like lighting protector.
Yes.
Separate
surge,
from.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Battery backup surge protector. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Move to approve the service equipment service agreement by and between Missouri Document Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Memorandum of Understanding, the Missouri Institute of Mental Health, number 22-071, Sheriff. I have a letter. Received a letter dated July 14, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the Memorandum of Understanding as to form. This is with Missouri Institute of Mental Health on behalf of the State Opioid Response, SOAR, and Taney County.
Do we have those drugs now?
We do, and it's not... We have them. We received them through a grant from another entity. Okay. They've lost their funding, and so this will allow us to continue to get them and use them through another funding source.
I noted also, was we allowed to do this, distribute overdose to survivors and family members if necessary?
Yes.
We can do yes. that already in training.
Yes, we can. We can and do already distribute that. We have it for our employees and staff. And like I said, we have some on hand that we distribute to folks on the street. We have it available if somebody gets released from the jail, along with not just the Narcan, but also resources to get help if they would like to get help. That's the route that we really want them to go. But yes, we have it available.
I've said when someone has spoken that's had the drug and saving their life, giving credit to it, and how much a difference.
We've actually used some less than 6 months ago in the jail. Somebody had smuggled some heroin in the jail, and we had two that overdosed on it, and they probably wouldn't be alive if we didn't have it there.
Yeah, it's great. I move to approve the Memorandum of Understanding with Missouri Institute of Mental Health and Taney County.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. Treasurer Semi-Annual Settlement and Investment Report.
What about the newspaper? Skip over the newspaper for.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I skip one? Notice of renewal for newspaper publication service number 22-076, County Commission.